What a day.
Why?
I don't know. It's just one of those days.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't say.
I do say.
Why?
Because.
Okay. So, I just got confirmed what I always thought from my brother, that my grandfather was in World War One, no, two, sorry, World War Two, but he wasn't drafted because he broke his foot, but he went after when the war was over, and he was part of the cleaning crew.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah. That dealt with the trains and all that shit. Yeah. So I found that out. Like, no wonder he had no qualms with offing himself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're dealing with that.
He killed himself?
Yeah. He found out he had, stage 4 cancer.
Oh, okay.
Cancer.
So he didn't want to go through all the pain.
Yeah, he just was like, I'm out. He was in his 70s, so he was your age.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. So he was just like, he was still walking around. You know, not as healthy as you, obviously. He had stage 4 lung cancer, but...
But he saw some weird shit, though.
Yeah.
Saw some
no
shit,
ass, either. I just remember grandfather never having an ass. Always having to wear a belt. Like, he was just...
Straight.
Yeah. And it was weird, because he'd always have, the shit that they complain about young black dudes doing, my grandpa was doing.
He was doing sagging?
In the fucking 90s.
My grandpa would look out his window and talk shit about all the high school kids sagging their damn pants. And every time he bent over, you saw his ass crack.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like...
He'd just laugh, just laugh.
Yep.
Laugh it off.
But yeah, it was interesting to actually hear that from my brother. Because I still don't know if it's true that he killed himself. I assume he did, because you just don't die yesterday from stage 4 cancer. Usually, you go into the hospital and... You know, everyone gets a chance to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Type shit. It's not usually next day. But my stepmom...
Sometimes it is, but that's unusual.
Yes. Well, yeah, it is. Because sometimes you walk in and you're gone within a week.
Yeah, because I knew a guy, when they told him he had cancer, a week later he was dead.
Yeah.
And he had hardly any pain or anything.
That's lucky.
That's really good.
They just took him out.
That's like... As life got on, I started fearing death less as I started getting older and realizing I'm probably not going to die young. You know what I'm saying? I'm past that point of dying young. It becomes, now I just don't want to be in pain.
Right.
Because I've met so many people in my life now that have chronic pains or are disabled in some way because of it. They can't fucking think straight. I know I used to work in a old folks home, as you know, that was one of my first jobs, was a kitchen in an old folks home.
Mm-hmm.
Them ladies, some of them were there, some of them were just as senile or just as
cognitive
we are.
As
look,
we
dude,
are,
it's
yeah.
In the purple plant in the back, that's our plant.
Nice.
They have it growing just in a garden too.
Mm-hmm. You can't grow it here though because it can't handle frost.
Okay.
Yeah,
it is planted next to succulents.
Yeah, it's in the warm. But, it just, that became a more focus than anything else. It's like, now it's just like, I don't care if I do care if I die tomorrow now, but, you know, it was like, I didn't care if I died tomorrow.
So how old are you today?
40.
You're 40 years
old.
Yeah. So you're going to live another,
50 years.
60 years.
If I live as long as you, I've got at least
30. Oh, you might live to be 100.
No, but I'm saying, though, if I live as long as you, which is an example... I have 32 years left. That's a lifetime.
But imagine all the advances in medicine,
I know.
Science.
My point. That's my
years.
Point. But it's also making sure that. Well, that's the thing that's scary, though. As much as advances in medicine happen, it's still, if you're not part of the elite, you might not see it.
That's true to a certain degree. You're right, but you know.
Even if you are, they still may just steal your money and kill you anyway. My grandpa's a millionaire in the 90s. By the time he died in 2004, he was broke.
From medical stuff?
From medical bills.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All medical bills.
I told you when I had that stroke a couple of years ago, I was in the hospital for maybe 2 days, and they never operated on me. They stuck some machines on me and checked my...
Mm-hmm.
And my bill was $24,000.
Yep. They were spending, my grandma said that something like $75,000 a year.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's in the 90s. That's like mid-90s.
It's 20 grand. It was like 20 grand a month to have my grandma on 24 hours.
Yeah. Like, you have to, like,
4 hours a day, like, living
nowadays has become, if you're not, if you can't adopt a healthy attitude, you're gonna, it's gonna be painful. Unless some miracle drug comes out that's one of those cure-alls, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The elite will keep it for themselves.
Oh, yeah. They'll have it for themselves at first to begin with. Because you won't be able to afford the miracle thing.
We can't afford the miracle things they have now. There are some miracle things that they have going on.
Yeah. Like the stem cells.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of stuff. But I imagine that stuff is kind of expensive, probably. To have stem cells?
Yeah, it's not so much as expensive. It's more about... It's expensive because it's such a risky procedure, too. It's not, like, guaranteed science yet, in that sense.
But it's getting close to that.
It is.
It's getting real close.
Yeah, it's going to get to a point where either nanobots or something is going to be able to act as cells. The viruses, they'll be able to... Because the problem with bacteria and viruses is every time they figure out a way to kill it, there's always a retarded generation that comes out of it.
It figures out a way to...
Yeah, which is the...
Become immune to that.
It's the anomaly that gets immune. That's the thing. That's why dogs have so many issues when they're fucking, you know, like a purebred. Has so many issues because you don't have...
So many
have
health
the,
issues.
Yeah, you don't have the extra anomalies that help the dog deal with certain...
In other words, they say like mutt dogs sometimes are more healthier than purebred
dogs. Mutt
dogs
will usually live a lot longer.
They live longer.
Yeah.
Purebreds, because purebreds have a lot of hip dysplasias and different
all
things
kind
that
of,
are genetic.
Yeah, okay, genetic defects.
The natural order is to breed that out.
Yeah.
And we've stopped it from happening. The same thing with bacteria. If we keep breeding out with these antibacterials and keep fucking killing all these bacteria, there's still... You only kill a percentage of them. There's a small percentage that survive sometimes. And when they do, they're resistant to whatever you just used.
Yeah.
Well,
because we're using too many antibiotics.
Yeah, they were talking about that. It's not even about just using too many. It's about uncovering the right dirt and unleashing a bug that we didn't know existed.
Yeah, because they say antibiotics are all in our water.
Everything.
Everywhere.
It's definitely in our water.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But it's also like... Even without the antibiotics, the life of a bacteria and the life of a virus are so fast that you don't even have to have antibiotics and you still might get a super bug.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just from the mere fact of random chance, one of the strains might turn out to be super resistant to everything.
Everything we know.
And then that one becomes a heavy breeder just by chance. You know? So... Who knows what, you know.
Because we haven't had a real worldwide plague in a long time.
Not since the Spanish flu.
Yeah.
The Spanish flu. Did you know that the Spanish flu killed everyone that the Spanish flu could kill?
If I remember correctly, I might be wrong about it. Either it was the Spanish... No, it was the... it was the other one. It's come from rats.
Oh, bubonic plague.
Killed a third of all the people in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Spanish flu killed everyone on the fucking planet that could die from it. Yeah, because there's a percentage of the planet that didn't. They just got over it.
Yeah.
But the percentage that died. Because World War I was happening, a lot of other things were happening that they didn't want the public to start just panicking, so they hid it. And the only one that talked about it was the Spaniards. And the Spaniards were open about it. That's why
it's what's called Spanish flu.
Yeah, even though technically it was worldwide and it wiped out a good percentage
tons
of the
people.
Population. Yeah. But that can happen at any moment.
Yeah.
A fucking flu just comes through and just wipes out a good percentage of the population.
Just like, what were they talking about? I heard, what was that I heard? It's a particular food we got. Is it bananas?
Oh, yeah, it's bananas.
Yeah, they're going away.
The bananas that you grew up on are different than the bananas that I grew up on.
Yep.
The bananas you grew up on taste like the runts. That's why the runts taste like they do, is because that was the banana. But some kind of disease came through and wiped that species out.
That species of banana out.
And the species we have now
Yep. Is at risk of being wiped
same
out.
Same thing. Yep.
Because you can't breed it.
Yep.
Because it's sterile. So you have to actually take clones or grafts in order for it to work.
That's wild when you think about it.
Mm. Why can't you breed bananas?
That's why there's no seeds in them. There's no seeds. That's the banana pouch, the banana that we eat actually is the seed. It's where the seed is supposed to be. It's where the nucleus of the plant is supposed to be. Yeah. Just like a watermelon.
Yeah. But a watermelon has seeds.
Some of them don't.
Well, you're right. Some of them don't.
So some
of them
don't.
They have seedless watermelons.
Right. So yeah. Seedless bananas are better for you to eat because plantains have seeds in them. I think some plantains.
Do they?
I don't know.
I've only had plantains a couple of times. Yeah, I've never so I'm not sure much about the plantain. But it's in the banana family, right?
Yeah, it's a banana. It's a form of banana. Yeah. It's just a smaller, less productive one.
You know. I've tried them before.
They got different flavor, obviously.
Down at
much different.
Not much, but a little bit, yeah.
I was at Eastern Market, and the Blue Nile restaurant was giving out samples of different things.
Oh, nice. Blue Nile, that's an Ethiopian.
I tried plantains, and I did not like them at all.
It's one on 9 Mile.
Yeah.
The Ethiopian place is on 9 Mile, yes.
It's been there a while, too.
But I'm talking about the one that's in Eastern Market.
Yeah.
I'd like to go in there and eat an actual dinner.
What, in Eastern Market?
No, Ethiopian food.
Oh, yeah, we'll go. I've never tried the Blue Nile either. I'll try it.
There's a new one. It's an African restaurant. 7 Mile in Evergreen. It just opened up about 2 months ago. I haven't been there yet. It might be Ethiopian, in fact. I'm going to go check it out. See what it's like.
Yeah, you probably should speak up a little bit just so you know.
Yeah.
I don't have the speaker yet.
Gotcha.
I am getting a microphone. My buddy recommended one that hooks up to my iPhone. I can put it right there so we can
get better.
Better quality. Doesn't sound like our coming from my phone.
You gotta start somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm. But it's just, yeah, the bananas are fucked. A lot of things are fucked. Did you ever see that movie with Matthew McConaughey we told you to watch, Interstellar?
No, I still haven't seen it.
Cause that's
keep forgetting to look at it.
You need to watch it. It's like a 3-hour movie, so it's an investment.
But it's really interesting.
It's really worth it.
It's not like, oh my gosh, this movie's taking forever. I can feel
you're
like
interested
it's a three
in the
hour
movie the whole time.
You're like,
yeah, because there's puzzles you're trying to solve, really.
So if that happen here.
So the whole premise of that movie is that the rich people.
No, that's is that Elysium.
The one? No, well, that's the other one.
That's Elysium. Elysium is the rich people have left Earth and they're in a ring, like a place they live up there, and they have an actual bed that literally you lay on
it.
It's like a tanning bed. You lay on it, and it cures all your disease. It can cure anything.
That's
like
that's
literally just
within like minutes.
Minutes.
That's the shit.
So they have it, but they won't share it.
Oh.
Everyone on the planet is suffering and dying like they do now.
Oh yeah.
But up there, they're living
everyone's perfect.
Yeah, everyone's perfect.
And they're not sharing it with the people down.
No, so eventually Matt Damon has to go up and do some shit, sacrifice himself to, like, change the wiring, because it's all a computer program being programmed by people. Well, he changes it so that it doesn't have the same parameters. Heal everyone. That's all he had to do, and now it basically, it just shipped out thousands
of
these. They had thousands and thousands of these things just in standby.
Mm-hmm.
Just chill. Every person on this ring had one of these in their house.
That's deep.
And they had 1,000 of them just in standby, just wait like ambulances, waiting to go, beep, 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 beep.
So that would be probably a 2 civilization, huh?
Huh?
That would be with like a 2 or 3 civilization.
What do you mean 2 or 3?
That would be like, we fuck up the atmosphere so bad that the rich people are like, we can't go to Mars yet. We're not ready. So let's figure out a way to live
away from,
close enough to Earth.
It would be like them
monitoring.
Basically getting on an island.
They say that once you go so far technically, you become a different civilization. Like AI.
Oh, okay.
That'll lift stuff to the next civilization.
This doesn't include AI. I'm pretty sure this is
this civilization has figured out how to cure everything. It's figured out all that. It's on that level on the medical, but I don't think it's that way on the AI, because I think what you think, in this, we're on the same vein, that AI doesn't have the same quorums or, how you say, greed. It has no reason
for it. It'll have none of that.
It'll have nothing that human... It doesn't have the necessity to survive.
That human foibles.
Which is the drive to survive and spread your seed. The body is literally trying to just fuck and make babies and survive. And it'll do anything it can to do that. Even make you think that greed is good. You know what I'm saying? Well, when that... This thing's not going to have that. So it's not going to be like, oh yeah, you get it, but you don't.
It's not going to have consciousness like me. Yeah.
Well, it won't have the concept of why does one person get... Like, the concept of you're better than I am. It'll think of us as the same. It'll look at me and you as if we're this one or two. One or one. Just different numbers.
Right.
That's all it'll think about. So when it comes to equations and healing and helping and things of that nature... It'll be different in that sense, because...
So the problem I see with that is who's going to program them.
That's, it has to program itself.
But somebody has to program it first.
Somebody has to program
something. There has to be some kind of human input first.
Something first.
Yeah.
But then once it gains its own knowledge...
And it's, but then it's going to think on its own?
Maybe. Or maybe it's a human being implanted. Maybe the one what changes everything is a human implant. Like Transcendence, the movie,
The Crossing.
You remember the movie Transcendence with
Johnny Depp.
I never saw that
one. He dies. He's a computer scientist that's trying to do this AI thing, and also he's working with the consciousness, trying to figure out how to download the consciousness into a computer. Mm-hmm. Well, it's basically Unabombers. Because you know the Unabomber was anti-fucking technology. So this anti-technology...
Anarchists
are basically trying to stop him, and they stab him and they kill him. He doesn't die right away. He dies from the poison, because he could have survived the stab wound, but they fucking poisoned him, so he dies slowly. It's like fucked up. Dude, it makes me think of the right-wing Christians and how if they had a choice, we wouldn't have telephones. There's a good portion of them that wouldn't want a telephone.
Might not have electricity.
Yeah, exactly. If we had stuck to certain morals, we'd be in the dark ages still.
Yeah.
But, so he puts himself in the brain, in the computer.
In the computer.
Yeah. And then he just starts doing stuff. First, it starts off, he's in this, because he's in his own lab. It's his own little private lab that he's been working on. And then eventually he gets out into the internet, and then eventually he starts building, like, so his own base, his own thing. But he's got the knowledge of everything. So he's able to, like... This one dude basically injures himself and can't walk. He, like, something falls on him. So he inserts nanobots and these other things to help... Not just repair him. It made him 40% stronger than he was in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he was also connected to the network. So his thoughts, everyone's thoughts, they're all the same. They're all one. You can hear it.
That's what you say.
Once you're connected, there's no privacy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the Borg.
Yeah, kind of in that sense. And the people freaked out about it. And they, spoiler alert, they basically make him choose. They make the simulation. Because by the time the movie's over, he's able to make a hologram of himself that looks like a real thing. In his, wherever his buildings are, he's able to create an actual, no, not even that. He made a clone and put himself in a clone. So he made a clone, a human clone of himself, his original body, and then put his
consciousness into the clone.
Not into it, but like...
Had it affecting it.
Yeah, affecting it. He was controlling it from the, whatever it was, the atmosphere.
The clone was like a robot.
Yeah, but it was not a robot, it was human body.
It was human body,
right? Yeah, yeah. Well, we're all like robots, technically. We're just flesh and bone robots.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So they make him choose, they stab his love, because this woman he loved... They stab her, and he either has to save her by taking in the poison that's gonna like wreck the whole thing and completely wipe out his network he's just started building, or she dies. So he sacrifices himself, because in their mind they can't figure out whether or not he's human or he's this demon AI that everyone's afraid of. That's what they can't figure out, because the things they're doing are great.
But again, it goes back to that point. Are you going to give up your self-conscious, yourself?
The question, yeah.
Are you going to give up yourself to be stronger? Would you give up yourself to be healed? Would you give up yourself to live forever?
Yeah, but what are you giving it up for? That depends. So what are you giving it up for?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
For the never to feel pain again, have super strength,
live forever.
A lot of people would probably take that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would take that.
Yeah. But not even just that. You also get ultimate knowledge. Because you're now part of the network. You're hooked, so you know everything.
When you think of something, there it is.
Yeah, so you...
That's like that character in that movie. Fuck. One of my favorite characters. Mr. Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
Like that character.
Yeah. They did not do that movie justice. The movie was good.
Isn't he part of the...
Watchmen?
Yeah.
So the movie... Do you ever read the comic? The actual graphic novel?
Oh, back a long time ago.
So you know how it ends.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
You know, in the movie...
They're going to come out with a new one.
You know, they're coming out with an extension.
Oh.
Because this is going to be after Dr. Manhattan. They're making a TV series for after...
Oh.
Netflix original series.
Yes.
Oh.
No, it's HBO. Oh. Yeah, it's HBO.
You're in competition right now.
Yeah, so it's HBO going to do Watchmen, and I think it continues after the fact. So Ross and... what is that? Rorschach.
Yeah.
Is dead.
Rorschach
is dead.
He's dead. And everyone, you know what I'm saying, we're gone. So, but it's not it's the movie storyline where Dr. Manhattan is the cause of all the grief. And he's the reason why the United States and Russia had to come together. You know what I'm saying? In the book, it was an actual alien. They created the guy, the genius guy, Alexander.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of scientists that they had that they killed in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
They created, in the book, they created an actual alien. An actual being that had DNA that wasn't of our planet.
It wasn't our planet, yeah.
It had materials that wasn't of our planet.
Alien DNA.
Yeah. So it looked like an actual alien. And then he did the same thing. He killed them all, obviously. But that's what they do in the book. Because at the end of the book, you come to find out that he just drops it. Because in the story, in the book, there's a side story that goes along with the whole story, which it's these two, a guy who runs a newsstand and a kid, and he's like a teenage kid, and they're having a conversation throughout the whole graphic novel about the U.S. war and all that shit that goes with it, you know, Soviet tensions and all, because at this time it's a Cold War.
Cold War.
You got all these tensions.
The Cold War.
So it's going on. Well, at the end, you come, like, they drop the alien. The alien appears on that newsstand in New York. It, like, wipes out a giant chunk of Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what... So, when that happens, that brings everyone together. Instead of making... Because if it happens with Dr. Manhattan there, Dr. Manhattan can take care of it. But they push Dr. Manhattan out in the comic the same way. They make him want to go away and not be around people, because then no one can. The U.S. just can't say, Dr. Manhattan, come here. They actually have to deal with it themselves when this alien species shows up. Yeah. So that was the genius plan throughout the whole book, is he's literally, he has to get Dr. Manhattan to leave because he's so powerful. He's the only one that can stop him because Dr. Manhattan's...
Yeah.
Unbeatable. And he has to get rid of him, but at the same time convince him to leave. You know what I'm saying? Because he can't just get rid of him. He gets rid of him, and then he has to make this alien creature and then make it look like the alien creature attacked the United States. And then it's dead because it can't survive in our universe.
The alien.
Yes. But it tries. But we don't know what's coming next, so we got to get together with the Russians and the Chinese.
You gotta all unite.
Yeah, we all have to unite to get these aliens. I think.
You think this is gonna be in the television one? Good. You think we're gonna do that in
the series? No, the television one's gonna keep on the same vein as
the movie
where Doctor.
This is gonna take up where it left off at.
Yeah, Dr. Manhattan is gonna come back. You know what I'm saying, or something like that. But they're gonna make. They made Dr. Manhattan the alien, basically.
He kind of is.
Well, he is, but he's not. He's human.
Yeah, he's human.
He's not really human. He's just...
He's omnipotent.
Yeah, he's a god, basically.
Yeah, he's
omnipotent.
He can do a lot of things that
humans can't. He can do anything he wants to. Right. Yep, yep. All right, so we're going to end it on that. You got to go back to work?
Yeah, let me get this finished. I'm almost done here. I got about another 20 minutes.
That wasn't a bad one.